You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Today is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Dukes of Bell on a Friday. John Fricke from the Northern Kia Studios. It is Memorial Day weekend, and of course, Monday through Friday teams getting a bit of a breather here as they head towards the summer months here. So Dukes of Bell will be back on Tuesday. I will be here noon to 4 tomorrow, 10 to 2 on 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday, and again 10 to 2 on Monday. And on Monday, of course, we'll have Grant McCauley on the off day for the Braves from 2 to 4 doing From the Diamond. Hopefully the Braves can do some damage against the Washington Nationals this weekend. And Sunday, of course, we'll have Atlanta United Soccer as Atlanta United gets ready to go play Columbus. And then there's going to be a long break for Major League Soccer and for the NWSL because of the World Cup, because that's coming up. World Cup's going to start on June 15. But the strong arm story of the day, of course, is the Braves at 35-16. My questions today, are they even playing really at their best? I don't think they are. I think they're just playing really good baseball, but have we seen the actual best of the Braves? I think there's more upside to be had with this team. First off, you know, let's get everybody healthy and let's see what can happen. But we have entered parade or bust territory. By the time we get to Monday, Orin and Day Day, by the time we get to Monday, we'll be one-third of the way through the season, right? 54 games, one-third of the way through. I'm not going to do what they did because we mocked. Do you guys remember? Because I know we played it. Was it Sal Licata?
Yes.
Was that the dude?
Yeah.
It's over.
The NL East is over.
Yeah, that dude, Sal Licata, saying the NL East was over. And we said, oh, okay. And, of course, it wasn't. Braves hunted down the Mets, and in the final stretch of the season there, caught him and won the East. It's over. I'm not making any proclamations.
The NL East is over.
We know two things are true. One, the Braves never ending, if they could just get healthy, and it never seems they can. Every time you turn around, somebody else is going on the IL. You know, you still have three starting pitchers that are out there trying to get healthy again, and Schwellenbach and A.J. Smith-Shawver and Hurston Waldrop. And they can rejoin the team, and then Ronaldo Lopez isn't 100 yet, not on the gunner in any way. So if they can kind of get that going, you know, and get Ronald Acuna really swinging the Ronald Acuna bat. I mean, this team has upside left. We got to get these catchers back. You got to get who knows how long Drake Baldwin's going to be out and Sean Murphy. I don't know. Is it wrong of me, Orin, to think that I should just give up on Sean Murphy? That he's just not anybody I can ever count on again? Because
I mean, it depends on what you're expecting from him.
Well,
are you expecting a lot from him to be here when he's here? Or just Are you expecting him just to be here?
Well, no. Well, A and both A and B. I mean, because when you traded it for him, he was, and still is, well, I think still is, you know, the best defensive catcher in the game. And, you know, he had a huge spring training before last year. I mean, huge spring. He looked like he was about to just, because when he hits it and he gets hot, we know he's got serious pop at his bat. We've seen that, you know, on display here. I mean, he's got 30, 35 home run potential out of that position. But then he just can't stay healthy. And at some point, you're just like, okay, you know, if you can't stay healthy, then why, you know, we keep, all right. But nobody else is going to want him either because he can't stay healthy. Every time he comes back, there's some setback here, there, everywhere. It's like frustrating. Nonetheless, and by the way, one of the things that hasn't been mentioned here is that, you know, Matt Olson is on a pace for 130 some odd RBIs this year. And it's just so good to see him back and doing what he's capable of doing. He looks like the Matt Olson of a couple of years ago. He's back on pace to, you know, well north into the mid-40s in home runs. He's just Matt Olson MVP. Yeah, you know, that's what he's, you know, playing like. And this team has a lot of guys that, depending on how, you know, injuries work out, You know, you look at Drake Baldwin as being an MVP candidate. Matt Olson's certainly an MVP candidate. Michael Harris could be an MVP candidate. Ronald Acuna gets back. I mean, if he's in the lineup tonight, but if he stays in the lineup for the rest of the year and gets his game right, we all know that dude can just go, you know, what's the term that the Zoomers use? Ham? I mean, we know that he can go crazy. And so, I mean, this team has all the makings of all the awards because they're just made up of really great players who are reaching their prime and peaking at the same time, to the point where when they go out and win games like that, they won 8-1. Yeah, they won 9-3. Yeah, I'm not even sure that I'm surprised. I'm not going, boy, they killed them tonight. I'm like, yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. It's the when they lost the one game 12-0, you went, hey, what the hell was that? That was weird. How do you, first off, how do you lose a game to the Marlins? And secondly, how do you lose 12-0? Starting pitcher had a bad night. Oh, Aaron Bummer. Oh, okay, that explains that. Aaron Bummer. All right. Guess what? Gone. He gone. He 86'd. He out of here. Yeah, I think this team has a chance to do big things. And it should be an enjoyable summer around here. Just get healthy and let's roll. But this isn't about regular season records anymore. Yes, there's the 106 wins, the all-time franchise record. There's personal records that can happen. We want to see them, you know, maintain this pace. That'd be nice. You know, it would all be great if they could win the East and wrap it up early. But really what this team is all about is a parade. I mean, at some point, we have to have not a parade out of nowhere. Because if the Braves were to win it all this year, it wouldn't be out of nowhere. They're a great team. It wouldn't be out of nowhere. But at some point, we've got to have – the city needs to have a title from nowhere. And you're kind of thinking, you know, toward the end of the Hawks season, hey, you know, could they possibly, you know, they just happen to run up against the Knicks team, and the Knicks team is what they are. They're the only team, Hawks are the only team got the Knicks so far in the playoffs. We got two of them against the Knicks, including one at Madison Square. Nobody else has touched them so far. Also tonight in the NBA, Oklahoma City at Spurs, 1-1, game three tonight between those two rivals down there in Texas tonight. Let's see what happens with that. All right, time for us to get ready and clear our throats. So let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh!
The Game.
All right, Oren, do you want to go first on clearing your throat?
Oh, no, this isn't me. This is all you, John.
Oh, well, you guys got to jump in here, too, don't you?
I don't have anything. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm going to clear my throat here based on the show. Here's my Georgia and Clemson. If you move that game to a neutral site, shame on you. Shame on you, Josh Brooks. Shame on you, dogs. Shame on you, Clemson. Moving that game to a neutral site, I know it's all about trying to maximize every dollar you can get, but at the expense of, I mean, how much more are you going to get moving it to a neutral site? Please tell me you're going to have to actually walk up with a check saying we're going to get $3 million more by moving it. You're going to have to show me the reasons, because moving that game to a neutral site makes me want to hurl. There are some things you have to protect. I know that we all are in a weird place in college athletics with, you know, one apparently and allegedly, according to Steve Sarkisian, one unnamed roster in the SEC this year in football at $50 million. How unthinkable would that have been 3 years ago? $50 million for a college football roster. And by the way, Dady, did you see our Oren? There's some, I don't have his name in front of me, I should have written it down. There's like some basketball player, I don't know if he's in Europe or here. Ah, I wish I would have pulled that.
What happened?
He's just a guy that everybody's like, oh, the bidding war for him could he be the first like $6 million basketball player?
Gotcha. No, I have not seen that yet.
Yeah. It's like, really? Okay. I mean, so it is out of control. You got anything to clear your throat about there, Diddy?
Yeah. Listen, I love my sports. We all love our sports. But at some point, you have to start realizing everyone can't keep up. You got to start thinking about the little people a little bit more. So while I enjoy the multiple options of being able to find ways to watch and keep up with all of the entertainingness of the sports world, I don't enjoy the financial impact it continues to have on me, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way. So, to all my commissioners, all my networks, everybody out there, please find some kind of common ground so all of us can enjoy this and be happy about how we're doing it.
Yeah, you're talking about like the TV prices, right?
I mean,
I know. I'm with you. You know, it's just... By the way, it's what killed boxing. And I'm a... Oren, you know this. I'm a big boxing fan. But the sport got killed by pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view? Yeah. Especially when you started having fights that didn't last long.
And you were spending $99 on a fight.
Exactly.
Those first-round knockouts were fun until they weren't.
Until you missed it.
Right. Well, as I get back in, was it 96 when we had the bite fight? And I was over at a friend's house, and we had bought the fight for whatever it cost.
No, that was 97.
97? Okay.
Yeah, the beatdown, the first one was 96.
Okay, the bite fight. And he was so angry about the bite fight, and I wasn't. I was like, dude, no. I mean, just not the way I wanted the fight to end. The Evander didn't need to have his ear bitten off. But you're never going to forget this. If you remember one fight that you bought that you'll talk about the rest of your life, it'd be, I bought that stupid bite fight. Mike Tyson spit out and then bit the ear. I mean, oh my God, he went full cannibal. I said, you'll at least remember it. The only thing I also remember from that fight was the horrible interview Jim Gray did afterwards with Tyson's camp, you know, because he didn't get to Tyson, but he got Tyson's camp. He didn't even ask about it. He didn't even ask. It was like, I know you're shilling and you're hired by the promoters, but you, what, dude, come on.
You're do a job, right?
Yeah. You're the dude that corralled Pete Rose and at the wrong time at the All-Star game and started asking him about betting on games. It was like, Jim Gray's sense of timing is like really bad. It's just not good. Anyway, so Braves tonight against the Washington Nationals. Let's hope the weather cooperates today, tomorrow, Sunday, as the Braves take on the Nats and hopefully can increase on what is suddenly a three-game win streak. Braves go down and lose the opener 12-0 and manage to outscore the Marlins in the series. After losing a game 12-0, they still outscore them 26-20 because they put together those three big games. To see Money Mike can continue. It's good to have Ronald Acuna in the lineup and leading off tonight. So let's see what Bryce Elder can do. How about Bryce Elder? How about a round of applause for Bryce Elder when everybody was quitting and giving up on him? This dude... You know, with Smith-Shawver and then for a long time, Spencer Strider and Schwellenbach and of course, Hurst and Walter Bout, they needed some.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Somebody to step up. How about the job that Bryce Elder's done? You know, he's Dow Jonesy. I know when he first came up, he was really great, but, you know, he's really done a good job this year. He's been an instrumental part of this start for the Braves. My thanks to Grant McCauley. My thanks to everybody that took part in the show. And, of course, to you two guys, Day-Day and Oren, as always. As you set back and get ready for Turtle, because Chris Thomas is next right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Hey, it's Chris.